This is Today in Pickleball, presented by Forward. I'm Marcus.
And I'm Jordan. Wednesday, March 11th. Here's what you need to know.
We're starting with why the best doubles players intentionally break the stay-in-your-lane rule, and how you can, too. Most recreational players think poaching means abandoning your partner, but pro players know it's actually about creating chaos in your opponent's heads through strategic positioning and psychological warfare.
This is such a critical concept that gets misunderstood. When I was playing competitively, coaches would always say, stay in your lane, but that's beginner advice. At higher levels, controlled chaos is what wins points.
So what does smart poaching actually look like? It's not just running across the court randomly.
Exactly. It's about reading your opponent's patterns and creating doubt. When they see you shifting position, they start second-guessing their shots. That mental pressure is often more valuable than the actual intercept.
And there's the tactical element too, forcing them into lower percentage shots because they can't hit to their preferred spots.
Right. The key is communication with your partner and understanding court geometry. You're not abandoning them. You're creating a strategic advantage through controlled movement.
Moving on to industry news, Joma's partnership with the PPA isn't just another sponsorship deal. While everyone sees shoes and apparel, this is actually about data mining pickleball.
This is fascinating. Joma is essentially using pro athletes as R&D test subjects for what they're calling pickleball's most overlooked equipment gap. They're gathering performance data that no one else has access to.
Also this week, Anna Lee Waters is set for her international debut at the PPA Tour Asia's MB Hanoi Cup. The tournament runs April 1st through 5th at the My Din Indoor Athletics Arena.
Waters is scheduled to compete in women's doubles alongside Anna Bright and in mixed doubles. This is part of the PPA Asia 1000 series, a significant step in the tour's international expansion.
And in other news, we're seeing a concerning trend. Eye doctors are sounding alarms about injury risks while paddle reviews hit record highs. This isn't coincidence.
As paddle technology reaches new heights of power, medical professionals are issuing unprecedented warnings. We're at what experts are calling pickleball's dangerous crossroads between performance and safety. For players watching this unfold, the poaching strategy we discussed earlier becomes even more relevant. As paddle power increases, court positioning and movement become critical safety tools, not just tactical ones.
That's a great point. Smart positioning isn't just about winning points anymore. It's about protecting yourself from increasingly powerful shots.
Speaking of gear, pro Zane Navratil shared his top 5 picks for choosing the right paddle. His advice, don't cheap out, trust the reviewers, and avoid extremes.
Sound advice, especially with all the new technology hitting the market. Sometimes the flashiest paddle isn't the right paddle for your game. Looking ahead, keep an eye on those 2026 rule changes nobody's talking about. While everyone debates eye protection, the tactical rule changes could reshape competitive advantage.
And watch how the safety versus performance debate plays out. This isn't going away. It's going to define the sport's direction.
That's Today in Pickleball for Wednesday.
New episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Full coverage at ForwardHQ.com.
See you next time.